Hello, everyone. Welcome to RPG Roulette, the actual play RPG show, where everyone is the game master and where this is absolutely our first take. We did not have any technical difficulties. My name is Keaton Sample, and on this show, I play Dale Olson, a formerly washed up vagabond, former otherworldly protector of this realm, current sheriff's deputy of the lovely town of Rusty Peaks, Utah.
Hey, everybody. My name is Luke. No technical difficulties on the horizon, Howard, and I play Jasper Hughes in this here show. He is a sheriff who might be in over his head.
Hey, everybody. This is Noah, the person who definitely did not cause all of the technical difficulties for this absolute first take on this. And on this show, I play Roy McCullen, your favorite depressed anime demon cowboy who's just gotten the absolute snot beaten out of him.
And this is Hunter. Sometimes I play a big-ass buffalo. Sometimes I play a little hummingbird. And sometimes I play Oliver Ray.
That's a good intro. I liked it.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
See, this is what happens when we don't interrupt Hunter before he speaks. He just comes in with a good intro. What you don't know, dear listener, is that we actually had the biggest interruption before Hunter spoke this time around. It involved 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes of Noah restarting his computer.
Wait, no, that definitely didn't happen, though, because this is a normal episode that's all smooth as butter.
Everything's fine. Right. That must have been
a fever dream.
I just want to give a brief apology for last episode, everyone. I started it off with quite the ear muck up because I realized during I went to listen. I usually, you know, I upload, I edit, I upload, I post, and everything, and then I'll go through and I'll listen to the first little bit, like on iTunes or Spotify, just to see how it came through over there. And we're all speaking at the same time in the beginning of the last episode, and it kind of hurts. It kind of hurts the ears. So sorry about that, everyone.
I don't know, man. I kind of like it. I thought it was nifty. It was kind of like a choose your own adventure, you know, like choose who you want to listen to.
It also hurts your ears just a little bit.
Only if you listen to it loudly.
I listen to everything loudly because God gave me two beautiful ears that can listen however they want to whatever.
That sounds like a.
So if you wear one out, you still got one.
I got two whole ears.
Yeah, just like your liver.
Just
if you wear one out, you've got another one.
My liver. Let's get to it.
After sharing drinks, so you've been sharing a flask after a pretty long day, a couple days really, for some of you, especially as you have had near-death experiences. The next day, nothing really happens. You all are able to rest a little bit. The next day after that, nothing really happens. Too much of note. But what do you do that second day after a day of just nothing happening?
Are these guys, like, up and out of Miss Davidson at this point, or
I would say that Roy is definitely still needing a little bit of recuperation. He's not at full strength. I would say that Oliver is a little bit... I think your constitution is a little stronger, because you are a lizard person, and so you kind of you heal a little bit faster, so you're feeling a lot better than Roy is, but Roy is still feeling a bit worse for wear, I'd say.
Was I able to go back home, or am I still living with Miss Davidson over the past couple
of years? I think that you were able to head back to your house. I think that you are recuperating in your shop, you know.
Yeah. No, I think literally just during that first day, I sat in just my house with, you know, the closed sign of my boot shop and just lied in bed all day, drinking the occasional whiskey, saying the occasional curse word. Yeah, and during that second day, I think that he actually spent time in his shop because he doesn't do that very often.
What if we just did a whole episode right now about Roy selling shoes and, like, cleaning them? And...
What if we did a Tales and Bossing Say episode? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll start that right now. Crazy Harry walks into your boot shop.
Oh, Harry,
you
right?
You hear the little bell ring, and you see him walk in, and he goes, "Brother.
Hello there. You need some boots or some shoes fixed up or something?"
Yeah, he walks up and he takes his boot off, his left boot, and just sets it down on the counter. And he kind of like grips the toe of it and pulls up, but the sole does not come up off the desk. He goes,
"Ah.
Yep, I kicked a root and the sole just broke on me."
Stop it. I'm trying to role play here.
I'm sorry.
So
I was just I was laughing because I was thinking, okay, if we go for this for like a Tales of Bossing Say thing, I have to make Dale's episode exactly the same as Uncle Iroh's and sing the exact same song over the grave of some random character at the end of it. And it made me laugh. Please continue.
Roy kind of picks up the shoe, looks at it, being like, thinking, okay, this is what does the boot look like? Is it like an old boot? I mean, yes,
yeah,
it's broken.
Yeah, no, it's
like,
old. It's worn. Yeah.
Well, my good sir, the shoe's pretty old. I mean, yeah, I could fix it for you, but honestly, it would probably be a better deal for you to go ahead and commission a new pair of boots because, I mean, this thing is going to get to the point where you're coming in here once a week just to get it resold.
He looks at you like you're insane, and he says, "Do you think I'm just gonna get rid of a boot that belonged to the King of Spain?"
I think Roy just stares at him, and is like, "You serious?"
"Oh yeah."
"You? How in the world did you get a hold of the boots from the King of Spain?"
"Well, my grandpappy told me that they belonged to a man named Louis. Now, he didn't specifically say it was King Louis that was King of Spain, but I read it in a history book somewhere that there was a King of Spain named Louis. And they happened to smell like beef, which they heard a lot of up in Spain. So, you tell me, is that a boot of the King of Spain?"
"Well, I think I'm gonna need to make a, you know, a craftsman check on this. The second time I've ever actually made this roll to figure out. I mean, I'm going to look and see. Can I tell? Is this the boot from the King of Spain?"
"Yeah, give me a craftsman roll."
That will be a 6.
Man, they just look like boots. They're worn. They don't look regal.
I'll tell you what. If you buy one pair of boots from me, what I'll here do is I'll fix up these boots and make them real nice for free, in addition to you buying a pair of boots. I'll make them look exactly as they did as they sat on the feet of the King of Spain."
He looks at you and he says, "Well, only that left one belonged to King Louis."
"Who did the right one belong to then?"
"Well, the right one belonged to a man named David, who I believe was King of Israel. Now, my grandpappy never specifically told me that it belonged to David, King of Israel, but if you take a look, that right one smells slightly of dates, which I think grow around there."
I think Roy is dumbfounded at the sheer stupidity of the man standing in front of him.
Harry looks at you and he says, "But I know a good deal when I hear one." So, what'll it cost me?
It'd be $2.
All right. He fishes in his pocket and sets two pretty large stones down on the counter. What do you say? We got a deal?
What in the hell are those two rocks? Roy again is just staring dumbfounded at this man. He doesn't know what to do.
He says, well, look, if my money's not good enough for you, I'll just take my business elsewhere.
Do you know another bootmaker in town?
He takes the left boot and puts it on in front of you, making eye contact with you the entire time, and then steps backwards out your front door and leaves.
Does he leave the rocks on the...
He does leave the rocks on the countertop.
I think Roy just grabs the two rocks, puts them in his pocket, and just sits down at the front desk and just starts polishing a boot.
Cool. What do the rest of you do that second day?
Hunter, go first. I don't even know.
So
I'm adding to my inventory two rocks.
Good, yeah.
We're gonna get to like the final episode and be fighting like the final boss, and Roy's gonna just like chuck a rock at him, and that's gonna be the final blow.
Watch it. It'll be great.
So I think since I was like in the hospital yesterday recovering.
Well, the quote unquote hospital. Yeah. It was Mrs. Davidson's living room.
Yeah. We kind of blew up the hospital.
You never had a hospital. You had a doctor's office.
Also true.
So.
But it was quite hospitable.
Well, sure.
Indeed.
Snaps, Keaton. Snaps.
I'm glad you said snaps because the snaps did not come through Discord.
They may not have even come through Audition, but you know what?
Who's to say?
Thought I would.
So yeah, so, Hunter, what was Oliver up to?
I think that Oliver, after he kind of was feeling a little bit better, not kind of so injured, I think he would probably want to go meet with Jasper and Dale. Like, that's what makes the most sense to me. I don't feel like he had pressing business around town. Like, this dealing with kind of the, like, monsters and dealing with stuff is probably his big pressing thing. So I think he would kind of check on them individually first and see like how they, if what kind of like their thought process is.
Yeah, because I don't think you have created a formal plan. I think that you've just kind of like you took care of the monster and you took care of Captain Holster. And
I'll go to the saloon because I feel like that's where Jasper and maybe other people are likely to be.
Yeah, you make your way there. You pass some townsfolk on the way. They wave at you. But you make your way inside, and Dale is in there. But I think Jasper is making the rounds.
Dale. Yeah. How are you feeling?
Well, and Dale's looking down at his shoes. You know, I was really liking these boots that Roy made me, but. Then, you know, I was talking to Harry, and he said that his boots used to be worn by kings, and now I'm feeling like my boots aren't all that special anymore. And, you know, it's just been a rough morning.
His boots used to be worn by kings.
A king?
Yeah, Oliver, you look over, and Crazy Harry is eating soup with a fork.
I think I look over, you know, I watch him kind of for a couple of seconds, and then I just kind of nod, So, Dale, what do you got planned today?
Well, I was going to shine my shoes, but I guess it ain't really worth much anymore. How about you?
Oh, I was probably just going to do some things around town. Got some business to take care of.
All right.
Well, I'll see you around, Dale. And I think I go to leave the saloon.
Okay. All right. That's the whole conversation
that I wanted to do.
You walk out of the saloon after saying a few words to a concerned Dale and watching Crazy Harry eat soup with a fork. Where do you go next?
I want to go. I remember at one point that like I was staying in that house with Ray O'Hara. I want to go there, and I remember there was someone put in charge of guarding us. I want to go back to that house.
All right, so Oliver's house is directly across the street from the sheriff's office. Always has been, because he was the sheriff before us, and that is where Ray was staying once Ray came back. We did have Rusty looking after you at one point because you kept sneaking off when we told you not to. But I don't think Rusty is now in charge of looking after Mary, so I don't believe anyone's looking after you anymore.
I want to go back there because, to my knowledge, like, Ray's still out there somewhere, and I'm thinking that, like, if he's going to come back somewhere, like, that's where he would have come back to. So I'm basically, like, looking to see if there's any sign that, like, he's left for me or tried to communicate.
Okay, now are you saying back to your house or back to Hugh Lavender's house or back to...
I think it was my house that we were staying at, so okay. I want to go back to my house, yeah.
So you go to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, you walk in and it doesn't feel very lived in. You haven't spent a ton of time here past, you know, a few days just because you've been busy elsewhere. Give me a... What would you be looking for?
To my knowledge, and if I'm remembering correctly, like, I don't know what's happened to him. Like, we kind of were going after the Black Hand, and then basically we got separated, and I haven't seen him since. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. Is he still alive? Did he find them? Did they find him? Like, I don't know what happened to him, but I'm thinking, you know, if he's around, like, I was kind of like the one, we're the only two left who didn't go back to our world. So, like, you know, if he's going to communicate with someone, like, maybe he would leave, like, a letter or, like, a sign, like, saying, like, hey, like, because anyone else who finds him is probably going to not be particularly happy about him. They're going to be hostile.
He's also blind.
Yeah, so I'm mm-hmm. not going to make you roll for this because no matter what, no matter how good of a roll you do, you would not find anything.
Okay.
Now, that does give you a little bit of information. He's not been back here. You feel pretty sure of that.
I think I was kind of expecting that. I think that part of me, knowing that, like, the condition he's in, kind of, like, fears the worst. But I do think that, like, just because of our shared history, I still do feel kind of like a sense that, like, I have to try and help him if he's still out there. So what I would like to do is basically I'm going to try and turn into some type of bird, and I just want to kind of scout the immediate area around town and just see if I see any kind of, like, obvious signs of him.
Cool.
So I guess first I'll roll the transform, and then I'll roll for, like, the actual search.
Yeah, go ahead. Cool. Go ahead and do the roll.
I'm going to roll to turn into a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an 8, so I assume that'll do it.
Yeah, you do it.
Cool. So I did that. I take off. I think I'm going to kind of fly over the, like, forest wooded area.
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to go ahead and roll for the...
Yeah, give me a frontier check.
Frontier check?
Yeah, take a look around.
Sweet. This is also going to be an 8, actually.
Okay.
Nice.
I'll tell you what we'll do then. Dale.
After
Oliver just left.
Yes. I wipe the single tear off of my boots. And then I stand up. And I want to find Sarah and, well, I would say Graham. No, we sent Sarah and Gray Sky into the mines while we went after Hugh. And I want to. Yes.
What were they doing? Why did they go there?
We sent... Okay. Maybe I don't want to do this if you don't know the answers, but you might be good on your feet. We sent them into the mines to either give us a report on if there were still creatures around the two new cracks we found, or to start hauling the piles of random stuff that was down there so it could be burned, essentially, to kind of... split up, take care of, because our main objective, our main plan we came up with 2 episodes ago was get all of this foreign material the hell out of here, including Ornias, Azrael, and the Trickster.
Okay.
So I wonder, have they been around these past few days, or?
Yeah, I think that, I think after y'all got back and you were kind of in recuperation mode, I think that you saw that, well, Gray Skies came back and is it Gray Sky or Gray Skies?
Gray Sky.
Gray Sky came back and he brought back like a small cart of stuff. And it had like a blanket over it to keep wandering eyes, because there's a lot of stuff in it that no one had any idea what it was. So he brought the cart around back of the saloon, because that's where you stay, Dale. And you know, he came and got you and said, "Hey, these are some things that we found. Not sure if, I mean, do you just want to burn all of this? Is it?"
Yeah, we can say that since I was busy, like with helping them recuperate and stuff, it's just been sitting back there until now. And so now I'm going back behind the saloon after the scene with Oliver to take care of it and to look through it.
Sure.
Yeah, because I want to go back there, and maybe I'll go back there with Gray Sky, like he was just at the bar. Because we had talked about there might be something useful in here too. Because again, we can keep a little bit of this foreign material around, like yours truly, just not a lot of it. And so if there's something useful in here, we should hold on to it and then burn the rest. So I want to look through this cart, see what I find.
Yeah, give me a...
Yeah, I'm going to let you decide that one.
I'll tell you what, give me a wiliness check, unless you think that you would have something something else in...
my only like other characteristic thing... I would
know-how
do...
Or a...
Wiliness or breaking and entering, knowing like how to pick out the valuable stuff.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think that would be. I think breaking and entering has more to do with the ability to break locks, like get into places you're not supposed to be, rather than like, I feel like if you had an appraisal know-how,
mm-hmm.
that could be used. But breaking and entering, I think, is merely the act of getting
into. I don't know why I invested so much into breaking and entering, because no one's ever let me use it.
Well, I mean, you called it breaking and entering, not maybe. I mean, if it was even called burglary.
Oh, that's actually like that one of different. The ones in the book is B&E experience. That is really. A 3+3, a 6 on wiliness.
Okay. Yeah, with a 6 on wiliness, I think that you're. And basically, this is a role trying to discern whether or not any of this would be useful. You find a rectangle that's really shiny on one side, very reflective. You think it could be a mirror, but it's like black, so you don't know like why. I don't know.
Yeah, I throw it over my shoulder.
Over your shoulder. Yeah.
So, I'm glad we thought of the exact same thing. I knew it was a phone. Yeah.
You find like a what seems to be like a military saber. I think that you also find a. What else can you find?
Your imagination is able to do anything here because it's come from an assortment of multiverse worlds.
That's true. You find a couple of weird glowing rocks. You find a thing that looks... It looks kind of like an octopus, but it's not... Like, it doesn't have a face or anything. It just kind of has, like weird...
Is it alive?
No, it's not alive. Okay. It also doesn't feel like... It doesn't seem like it was ever alive. You don't really know what it's used for. But... Yeah, that's all you find.
All right. Yeah, you said there's like a saber?
Yeah, a military saber. Yeah, like, so, mostly ornamental.
Okay.
Like, it was, like, part of a military officer's uniform. It doesn't look specific, it doesn't look very sharp, but it also doesn't look like it's been used a lot.
I actually have knife know-how now. Can I roll to see if, like, I think there's any use here, if maybe my, like, weapons training would tell me whether it's useful or not. That's a 4+3, a 7.
Okay. Yeah, with a 7, you think that you could, I mean, maybe get some use out of it.
I'll hold on to that, and then I'll where's Peter? I got a whole cart needing to be burned.
Gray Sky goes, "I haven't seen him today. I don't know where he is."
Huh. You know how to burn stuff?
Yeah, I know how to burn.
Yeah. Again, I have a long and complicated relationship with fire I don't feel like getting into right now. So okay. I typically stay away from it. But yeah, right. Good. So I guess tell me what else. Where's Sarah? How was it down there? Do you guys see any more of these creatures we got running around underground? I got
so absorbed in the
cart full stuff.
Sure. No, we didn't find any creatures. We even actually went back to, you know, I became mist and floated through the caves to try to see if they were still inhabiting those nests that you all found. They weren't there.
Oh, well, that's actually very good to know. Now, I think we've killed three in conjunction with the Black Hand. But we saw eight of those beds down there. Huh.
Now, what have you killed so far?
Well, we don't know everything that was down there. But we for sure have killed a squid monster. Granted, we don't know if it was bedding in that cave or not, because it lived in the water. We've received two different hairy feet from the Black Hand. Roy seems to think one of them was one of those bat critters from Pennsylvania. And then also the Wendigo. The Wendigo. I've been practicing that one. Yeah. That's all we know of that I can think of right now that we've definitely... I mean, there was that ice ghost lady. Again, who knows if she was sleeping in a cave or not. She was an ice ghost lady, and we also don't know if she's actually dead or if Roy's magic bullets just made her go away for a bit. But that's good. That's both good and not good that they're not down there. So that's good to know. How much more stuff was down there, though? Because you got the right idea. I'm just bringing it here and then... sifting through it, if you think we get some use out of it, hold on to it. But for the most part, we just got to start burning the stuff.
Yeah. No, this was the brunt of it. There's, I mean, maybe half a cart full still down there that I couldn't fit in this one. But
half a cart full of cool new magical items for the party? Cool. Get on it.
Magic? What? No. I don't know. Okay. He goes over, he pulls the cart over and just like starts, he grabs some firewood from the stack behind the saloon and starts making a little fire. Dale, so do you leave Gray Sky to start burning things back here at the back?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Where do you head next?
Frankly, I mean, with everything going on, that was kind of our plan. Was okay. All right. I guess actually I don't leave Gray Sky quite yet. As he's like gathering firewood and stuff, I want to be like, so, Gray Sky, right? You seem to be the one around us who knows most about this trickster fella. Did you like have a book on that or anything?
I've read several documents from Bonnie's library, and they were not necessarily about the trickster. I don't know very much about the trickster. I simply know a lot about Azrael and the things that, you know, Bonnie was attributing to Azrael sounded nothing like Azrael. So it led me to believe that it wasn't Azrael, but instead a third party.
And that's who the lady in the mountain confirmed. Okay.
For a minute, I thought it may have been Ornias, but it also, you know, from what you know about Ornias, it doesn't seem like it would be Ornias who would be doing these things either. Providing dark magic powers and
requiring very much either of them there. Yeah, I mean, Azrael's all about opening the gate for stuff like these creatures to come through. That sounds a little Azrael, but not the whole... I mean, you know, Roy calls them arms of Azrael, but I don't know, that's kind of weird. Anyway.
Right, no, it seems like this third party's agenda is simply to sow chaos. With Azrael, it's more of a merging. Mm-hmm. That's not chaotic, but beautiful. You know, there's glory there, but with this thing that's going on, it's simply discord.
All right. Well, all right. I guess my question don't matter as much if you're not so much an expert on the feller. I guess I just want to fill you in, and you can fill Sarah and Graham in when you see him. You know, he's
stacking logs and lighting still.
We got this ongoing theory that you're acquainted with, that these beings are inhabiting us earthly bodies. Well, we think the trickster, maybe, well, we don't know who, but there was definitely something inside of Doc. Well, there was something inside of Hugh Lavender. And then we opened up and like sucked through a portal. It was a whole ordeal, and it wasn't in Hugh no more. And then Doc started acting weird. And then when Doc died, Hugh started acting weird again. Well, if you haven't heard the news, we had to kill Hugh Lavender 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
So we're on the lookout for someone acting weird. And we're looking to not raise any suspicion around it, but rather find out where that is and then find out what to do with it so we don't have to cause any more death. But we are definitely keeping our eyes open for someone acting goofy. So, yeah, keep your eyes open.
He kind of squints a little bit, and he says, "Now describe someone acting weird. What exactly do you mean by this?
Like,
I mean,
maybe
I know the words mean, but
yeah, no.
Do you have more specific examples of
I could give you all sorts of examples. I mean,
because like Crazy Harry is weird. Like
he's an all right guy, but if you want to talk about a weird fellow, let's talk about the freaking Undertaker. My God.
Yeah, anyways. No, he's a strange one.
What a freak.
I've met him.
Maybe we should keep an eye on him. I'm not entirely not serious about that one. No, more of, so when Doc was under it, it was like a voice that he would, you could kind of tell that he was listening to someone that wasn't speaking. And sometimes he'd be like, but the voice in my head said this. And with Hugh, sometimes his eyes went all weird and he'd black out and do things that were very uncharacteristic of him. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of weird.
Well,
typically, I guess the most easy would be, I know you're not really from around here, so this is maybe where Sarah, who's still pretty newish, and Graham too. That's kind of the downside of having a lot of new folks in town, but we've gotten to know each other a little bit. Knowing people doing things that don't seem like they would normally be doing.
He says, "Dale, I think that we already know of a prime candidate, and it's Bonnie. She's heard voices of who she says is Azrael. She has these fits of rage."
But why? I mean, that's a good point, Gray Sky, but why wouldn't this thing have entered her already? Why hop around Doc Lewis and Hugh Lavender when Bonnie's right across the forest?
He looks at you and he says, "Who said that he wasn't in her before? Who says he needs to be inside of only one person? You're making a lot of assumptions about this being. What are they?
I'm just pointing at what we've seen so far, which is when someone gets better, someone else gets worse, but I guess you're right. Maybe now the two people are out of the picture, Bonnie's about to get a heck of a lot worse.
Hunter.
Yes.
Oliver is a hawk flying above the town. And what you see is dust. A lot of dust and dirt that is being thrown into the air. You can't exactly see what it is through the tops of these trees, but you see a bunch of dust being let up in the air. And then you start... You don't feel it, but Dale, you feel it. And Roy, you feel it. The thundering of hooves. And then, Dale, you see it. Coming out of the forest, straight towards the saloon, is a herd of people on horseback.
Uh-oh.
And they are led by Bonnie. So, I guess, first and foremost, Dale, what do you do as you see these people riding up at breakneck speed?
I think I look to Grayskull with a... I'm looking to him for what he thinks about this, because this is not like anything Dale's seen before. Despite the monsters and portals and other worlds, a straight-up army, not something Dale's dealt with before.
Grayskull looks at you, Dale, and he says, "We need to run." He leaves the fire where it is and just starts booking it. He runs into the saloon.
I follow him with Willy, for sure.
Yeah, he runs into the saloon. Roy, what are you doing?
I mean, as I hear this thundering, I'm going to, now having completely shined a couple of sets of boots and set them on my work counter, I'm going to kind of just walk out of my shop, you know, open the door and look out and see what I see.
Yeah, Hunter, what is Oliver doing?
I think once I kind of see that these are people on horseback, I think I kind of fly back towards town. And I want to stay kind of up high enough that I can get a view of like what all they're doing, and based on what I'm gonna just keep an eye on things for now and be in a position where like I can like kind of swoop down and get involved, but I'm waiting to see like where I am going to want to be.
Okay. Yeah, they ride up. When you get into the saloon, you'd say they're probably 30 seconds from surrounding this building. Dale, what do you do on the inside of the saloon?
I run up to Mary's room. And I run up to Mary's room and make sure that her and Rusty are still in there.
Yeah, you run up and they are playing Go Fish on the floor.
Yeah, I look to Rusty and I go, "You got your gun?"
"Always."
"Or we might need it."
He starts to get up and he looks at Mary and he says, "Mary, don't move." He walks out the door and shuts the door and locks it behind him.
We need to protect this girl. The Black Hand is here.
You can see like you don't know if he peed his pants, but he looks pretty concerned, and then he steals himself and he says, All right, he runs over, and there's like a sofa up here on the like balcony, kind of, or like, you know, it overlooks, this is where the rooms are, it overlooks the main room. He grabs it and he like starts to turn it around and then push it up against the railing so that it gives him a little bit of cover. You see, like, Philip is looking around, and he goes, Dale, what's going on?
Not to be alarmed, fellow citizens, but the Black Hand has arrived with their cavalry, so if you are armed, be ready, huzzah.
Philip pulls a shotgun out from behind the bar, and it's a double barrel, puts, you know, two shells in there. You see various people, like get up from the bar. Actually, Peter is in here, and he takes a rifle off of this, off, like, he set it down next to him at the table. He picks it up and start, make sure it's loaded. You see a couple of people flip over a table, and Philip, like, is giving, shouting orders to, like, flip over tables as well. And about this time, Jasper runs into the room. And he
okay,
goes,
good. I was about to say, and someone find Jasper. I cannot do the talking.
Yeah, Jasper runs in the room, and he goes, oh, good, you already know. Then he turns around and runs back outside. Roy, you walk out of your house, and you see people running toward the saloon on foot, and you also see coming around the corner is probably 50 people on horses.
Can I tell that they're the Black Hands?
Yes, you can.
Okay, yeah, no, then I immediately run back in, grab my shotgun, put on my hat, and, you know, just, I mean, I don't sprint because I probably can't actually sprint, but I, you know, do a good half walk, half run to the saloon, you know, shotgun in hand.
Okay. Yeah, you make your way over there. I think that, you know, here's what happens before you arrive. A bunch of people ride up, and I'm going to make several checks here. You don't know what they are right now, but I'm just going to make some checks.
I'm going to make some checks, too, and not tell you what they are. It's a 1, a 7, an 8, and a 2.
I got 3 4s and a 1.
Okay.
So, average and bad at the same freaking time.
So, a bunch of, like, these people all ride up. They're kind of circling around the saloon. They're firing their guns in the air. Several of them fire shots in the air. Jasper's is sitting there, hand on his gun, just like staring Bonnie down as she's kind of parading around in front of the saloon. And she looks up at Jasper and she says, "All right, you have something I want, and you're not gonna pretend like you don't have it." Jasper looks at her and he says, "What is it? What are you looking for? What do you want from us? You just said it, have it. What do you want?" And she says, "Give us the girl, no one gets hurt." And Jasper is going to make... Jasper says, "You really think we keep the girl here?" And Bonnie kind of squints her eyes. She says, "All right. Well, if you don't got the girl, we're taking back Roy." Roy, about this time, you're running up.
Yeah, and I go, "Bonnie!
She turns
what
to look at you.
What the hell are you doing in my town?"
She says, "Your town? I thought it was his." And she points at Jasper. And just, like, a couple of the red or the Black Hand, like, laugh, like, chortle. Like, obviously, they don't think much of him.
I think, I mean, as I'm staring her down, I'm going to... Okay, I guess I need to ask. I know that I'm wounded. Can I activate my Azrael/Trickster gifts in my state?
I don't think that you can right now.
Okay. No, I didn't want to just do it and be like, okay, well, I'm hurt, so I don't want to, you know.
You can try, but you would have to roll to see if you can do it.
Yeah. I think the main thing I'm trying to do is just activate my eyes, you know, as a sign of intimidation mostly.
Yeah, give me, if that's the case, give me, I would say let's make it a hard talk roll. And if you do well in hard talk, then I'll say that they do activate.
Let me pull up my thing again. I can't remember. Hard talk's the only talking that I'm moderately good at. That'll be a 6.
Okay, I think that they do change a little bit. It's probably not the desired effect, but
yeah. But at least, you know, my eyes have now darkened. At least as I'm staring at him, and I'd be like,
"You're not taking the girl, and you sure as hell ain't taking me back."
About this time, you hear a shot go off inside of the saloon. Dale, you look up, you turn around, and you see Rusty doubled over the sofa on the banister, and you can hear muffled sounds coming from upstairs in Mary's room.
I bolt, and I say, Peter, with me!
You run up there, Peter starts running up the stairs with his rifle. Yeah, what are you doing, Hunter? What are you asking?
Does Mary's room have a window?
It does.
Can I roll to see if I can see through the window from the sky?
Just roll a d8 for me.
Okay. I rolled a 7.
So on a 7, you are, like, you said you were circling. And
yeah,
so
I'm kind of circling there.
You are in a position where you could see in through the window. But rather than seeing in through the window, what you see is Mary with a bag over her head, and she's over the shoulder of someone, of one of the Black Hand members, who's climbing down out of the window.
I would like to dive bomb this person as a hawk.
Okay. Let me see. Do we have hawk statistics in this book?
I don't know.
I would assume there would be a hawk or an eagle or something.
They got
there.
A buffalo, right?
They got a buffalo.
Everybody's got a water buffalo.
Bald eagle, black bear, bobcat.
Eagle's probably fine as a substitute.
Yeah,
we'll go with the eagle stats. Okay. So what I want you to do is go ahead and give me an attack roll, add 1 to your accuracy.
Okay, cool. 7 again.
Okay, so that would be a... Keaton, is that a plus 2?
Or a plus 1? A 7 is a plus 1.
Plus 1. Okay, yeah, so that'll be... You hit him for 2 damage. You slash at him with your... Ooh, actually...
Is he, like, actively climbing out of this window with Mary over
his
shoulder?
Yes, yeah. They put a ladder up, and they... so he's going down. I'm gonna roll a... I guess this would be toughness check for him. He does really well. He kind of swats you away. He takes the damage, but he kind of bats you away, and doesn't have... You don't knock him off the ladder or anything. He continues climbing down. He's like, what the heck? Our bird's attacking me. Dale, you get up there. Rusty is holding his side. He's now sitting on the sofa that he moved, and he goes, hey,
yeah.
Someone's...
I don't even ask him. I go straight to the room.
Yeah, you run in, and you just see, like, a ladder, like, slightly moving as there's someone, like, currently climbing down.
No. And I run and poke my head out the window.
Yeah, you see a guy, like, looking up at you, Mary over his shoulder. He lets go and kind of slides down the ladder. But as you stick your head out, 2 people take shots at you. Only 1 hits. Take 3 damage as a shot hits you in the shoulder.
Ow.
I have a question.
What's up?
So this is kind of a, like, the way they're positioned question. Like, did he come down the ladder and now he's just, like, surrounded by the Black Hand, or are they kind of, like, more around to the front and it's just him on this side?
He climbed down the ladder, and what Dale sees is 2 people down there on horseback already waiting for him to come out, like, climb down the ladder, who were waiting on backup to come out of that room. It seems to be that there were some people that made really good stealth checks and made their way out back of the saloon without alerting anyone to their presence. And then they were able to climb up into Mary's room, and Rusty did not notice them. And then they were able to kidnap Mary without her making too much noise.
Fair enough.
That's what those rules were, by the way.
Alrighty. So there's just, like, just the 2 of them down there?
Well,
correct?
There's 3 down there.
Or 3, yeah, 3. Okay. Basically, I'm planning what I want to do next, and it was dependent on, like, if there was, like, 20 people down there, and they were, like, handing her off to, like, a group of, because, like, or if it was just a smaller group. That's what I was basically wanting.
Well, what you see is the person that just climbed down the ladder does hand Mary to someone on horseback, and they immediately start riding.
I'm going to shoot at that person.
Yeah.
I don't care if I've been
shot. Shots.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
shoot
absolutely
him.
Doing that. That's
I will say a, Mary's on his back.
That's a 5, so it'll hit, but no damage bonus. But yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So it'd be bad if I got, like, a nat 1. So that'll be just 5 damage to the dude carrying Mary.
Okay, yeah, he gets hit in the shoulder, and he's like, ah! But he pushes on harder. You can hear the horse kind of whinny. But yeah, those two guys are out there now, and the other one on horseback, like, you know, brings the guy up on the back of his horse, and they start to take off as well. At this point, you hear some shots fire off from around side of the saloon, and Bonnie looks at the people who gathered out front, and she says, all right, we'll go. And she, like, does this with her hand, and everybody starts circling up again, riding, and they tear off.
Roy is just going to chase him, and he's got a shotgun, but he's just going to start popping as he's running at them. I mean, of course, hurting himself in the process, I'm sure, but he is, I mean, actively shooting at Bonnie.
Jasper runs over and hops on his mare.
I am Daisy. Still in pursuit.
I bust out the front door of the saloon, and I go, they took her.
And he says, well, they're not keeping her. And he's on his horse, and Jasper starts taking off after her. I told you we were getting into mounted combat, and I didn't lie.
Into what?
Combat?
Mounted combat.
Oh, mount. I look around and go, oh, shoot. And I start jogging. Because I still don't know how to ride a horse.
So, I have something I would like to attempt. And you can decide how many rolls it would take. So, I basically want to, like, swoop at the guy with Mary on his horse again.
Okay.
But, like, this time, instead of clawing him, like, once I get close, I want to try and shift back to a person and tackle him off the horse. Like, I want to de-horse him is basically my goal.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to call this a dive attack, so go ahead and roll me an attack and add 2 to this accuracy roll.
Okay. I rolled a 10.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that you're definitely going to hit. Roll me a toughness check as you, or you can roll hard hand if you're better at hard hand.
That's a 7. I've done pretty well tonight.
You tackle this guy off the horse. You tackle him off, and then Mary also falls off the horse. She hits the ground. She does not know what's happening. She has a bag over her head.
Like, I knew that wasn't going to be good for Mary, but I didn't really see a better solution.
You don't know her current condition because you're too tangled up with the person right there. I'm going to say we're now going to enter into sort of an initiative, okay? So okay. Go ahead and give me Rylanus.
7.
Also 7, but that means I'll be behind Keaton because he has a better Rylanus than I do.
I rolled a 5, so...
Okay, so we've got... What's the order here? So, who rolled the highest?
What did Jasper get?
He rolled a low 5.
I rolled the highest.
Okay.
Then Noah.
Then me, then Jasper.
Okay. Dale, you're still back near the saloon. They're not too far away right now.
Yeah, I go, Willie, scooter mode. And Willie turns into a scooter, and, no.
I was about to say, go-go gadget, scooter.
I just run. Yeah.
Dale, there are a couple of horses outside of the saloon that were a little bit spooked, but...
That's fair. I guess I never said originally I don't know how to
ride.
So
you don't have a
horse. I just said I don't have a horse, so...
Which would make sense for your character.
Yeah, I can commandeer one. I'm the deputy. I'll take a horse. I'm going. If you need me to roll animal handling, I have that skill.
Go ahead and give me an animal handling.
That's a nat 8 plus 4.
Yeah, you hop on the back. Are you hopping on the back of a stallion or a mare or a mule?
I'm not a horse person. I don't really know the difference other than a mule is
a mule is a donkey.
Not
okay,
the mule.
Well then I'll tell you what.
Probably the actual horse.
Okay, you hop on a mare. And
God
Roy.
Bless a mare.
Nice. Roy, what are you doing?
After running a bit, I think I'm going to, you know, whistle and attempt to whistle to call my horse over to me so that I can hop on its back and actually chase after them as I'm running.
Yeah, I don't think it's too far away. I don't think it's too far away. Yeah, you call it over and you hop on the back and you start making your way there. At this point, this black ham member that you tackled off the horse is going to take a shot at you, Oliver.
Yikes.
You already just tackled a man when you still got stitches, bud.
He's going to hit you. you take a shot right to the stomach, and it hurts a bit. It hurts quite a bit. You rolled really well. It is now your turn.
I'm gonna, you know, I don't have to turn into like a big animal and fight him. I can try and use something crafty. I'm gonna turn into a small animal. I want to turn into a snake.
Okay.
A venomous snake.
Okay. Now how many times did we say this is a certain thing you could do a certain amount of times per day?
I had not put a like strict limitation on it.
We had not put a limitation on it, other than that it is his whole action to shift. So it's like his whole turn.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So like I can't do it and then like attack. Like this would take my whole turn. So I rolled a 6 to transform.
I think that the draw there is you do turn into a venomous snake, but it's not a very big one.
That's what I was going for. I also wanted to be a small target. So heck yeah.
So maybe it is a big one then.
Yeah, you're a big venomous snake then.
All right.
All right. So Jasper is riding. So his mare. The way this works, first you roll your speed for this encounter. So Jasper's mare, the mares do 2d10 plus 10 speed. And so what that means is Daisy is going to be able to go 23 feet per 2 seconds, basically. And then the stallion this guy was on is 2d12 plus 10. Where's my other d12s?
What in tarnation? There it is. Here they are. Okay.
So let me do... So but they're moving at 30 feet per 2 seconds. So Jasper did not quite catch up to them this turn, but he does see that Mary has fallen off. What he notices is that there is another Black Hand member riding up alongside. They're going to try to pick Mary up. And so he's going to take a shot at them. But shooting on horseback is difficult to do when you're moving at high speeds. So what happens is Jasper's going to take a shot, and he's going to have, no matter what, he's definitely going to have one accuracy taken away. But he rolled really, really well. So he had plus one to that, but he got one taken away. He rolled an 8, so that's going to be plus 2 damage, I believe, on the die.
Okay, so minus 1 accuracy? So is
accuracy.
That's to hit, not the
actually,
damage.
Actually, it's going, yes. So it's going to actually be minus 2 accuracy because he is more than 10 feet away. So he's going to do... But so he's going to do only... He hits him for 4 damage. He shoots this other guy and pulls back. And what happens is he did hit the guy. This guy does take a little bit of damage. He slows down a little bit. Dale, it's back up to you. You're riding, so go ahead and roll 2d10 and add 10. And that's how fast your horse can go this round. And each of these mounted combat rounds lasts about 2 seconds.
That's so fucking...
It's more fast-paced.
95 plus 10. 105. 2d10? Oh, do you add them together? Not a d100. You add
them
together.
Not a d100.
Sorry, I rolled it like a d100. So that would be 9 plus 5 plus 10, which would be 19 plus 5 is 24. Okay.
Yeah. So you don't quite catch up to the main group here that's kind of wrestling on the ground. But you are able to take an action on horseback, as long as it's quick.
Do I also see this dude going in towards Mary?
You do.
Yeah, I'll shoot him, or attempt to. So that is not going to happen, even with modifiers, because it's a 2, and then I get minus 2 anyways, so.
Yeah, your current position, you would get minus 2, so you take a shot, it doesn't hit. Roy, it's your turn. Go ahead and give me, do you have a stallion?
I think my horse was
I think it is. Go ahead, well, we'll just say it is. Go ahead and roll 2d12 and add 12.
Oh, 2d12 plus 12. Well, that is 16 plus 12 is 28.
Nice. So you're able to get, again, really close. They moved moved like 30 feet, somewhere in there. So you get really close to this, like, scuffle that's going on the ground right now. So what do you do? What action do you take?
I think honestly what I'm going to do is I am more focused on Bonnie than I am.
So are you going to try to go past?
Riding, Yeah, I'm trying to keep going. Okay. I see Jasper and Dale and all of them there, and I'm more focused on
what,
trying to catch
what
up
you
to
can
Bonnie,
do then so. Is you can as like an action for this, what you can do is you can sprint. You can push your mount and roll one additional speed dice for them. So you can roll one more d12, and that gives your mount one takes one agitation point. Yeah. So
wait, was it a d12, not a d10?
His is a d12. Stallions d10, or stallions are d12, mares are d10s, and mules are d8s.
Weird.
Yeah, well, no, it's how fast they can run. stallions are faster, but the way it breaks down is stallions have the highest speed. Mares have middle speed. Mules have low speed. Mares and mules have equal stamina. Stallions have less stamina. Stallion has way less obedience, like the lowest obedience. Mare have middling obedience. Mules have the highest obedience. A mule has middle maneuverability. Mares have really good maneuverability, and stallions have pretty bad maneuverability. Stallions are the orneriest, so they get agitated the easiest. Mares are middle ornery, and then mules are less ornery.
Gotcha. Well, what I'm going to do is dig my spurs into the side of the horse, flick the reins, and give a yah!
Yeah, give another d12, and that's how much further you can go in this round.
That is a 10.
Nice. So that brings you up to, what, 34?
38.
38. Yeah, you sprint past. And the Black Hand member who's on the ground is going to take another shot at Oliver.
Ray the Snake.
he misses completely. And this is going to be a roll for the other Black Hand member riding up. This is going to be it'll be a tough
one. See, this is a situation where, I don't know, maybe the Cowmaster could have awarded some vigor points out to help us out.
You get vigor points if you do something crazy. I will give Hunter a vigor point for tackling the guy off the horse. I will award a vigor point for that, but I haven't noticed anyone else doing anything too crazy.
I had a whole character arc about not being crazy anymore.
So this guy rides up along, and he is going to just grab the back of Mary's dress and yank her up back onto his horse. He's got her again, and he's going to start to ride off at this next turn. Oliver, you're a snake.
I am. So I don't think my best use would be to change into something else and go after them. So I'm going to leave pursuing Mary to someone on a horse now. And I'm going to try and bite the guy who shot at me. I want to try and bite his leg.
Okay.
And I don't want to just, bite and, leave it. Like, I want to bite and, hold on.
Okay. Give me one second. I should have already been looking this up, but I didn't. There is a rattlesnake.
Yeah, rattlesnakes get pretty big, so I'll say I'm a rattlesnake. So I feel like it's going to be kind of hard to shoot, something that's holding onto your leg. And also, I feel like that would just freak you out.
Okay. So go ahead and make an attack and add 2 accuracy.
Okay. So that's going to be 5.
Cool. So this is a d4 of damage. Actually, I'm going to say you're a pretty big rattlesnake. I'm just going to go ahead and make it a d6. Or I guess you can roll it, because it's your damage.
That's going to be 3 damage.
Okay. All right. So this guy yells after being bit by a snake that used to be a person.
That used to be a bird.
That used to be a bird.
It's a snake.
It was a bird, a person, and a snake in rapid succession. And then Jasper is riding after this person who scooped Mary up. So he can move another 20. I think he was the one that rolled 24. So he starts moving after them. He's going to take a shot off. He's in close range. He's only going to take a -1 to this shot. Over here throwing dice. Don't mind me.
Yoshi.
Whistle. He misses. He misses the shot. Dale, back to you.
Yeah, I'm going to ride again. Try to catch up to Mary. So that's a double zero is a 10, right?
Double zero Yes. That'd be 20 on plus 20. So that's D10. That's okay. 30. Yeah. So you're on max speed that your mare can go this turn.
Sweet. I do that. Do I catch up to where Mary is?
Yeah, you're right alongside this horse.
So has he actually picked her up? Did I miss that part? Is she on another horse now?
Yeah.
Okay. Three plus three is six. I shoot the man.
Okay. This guy also falls. What that means is Mary again is going to fall off of a fast moving horse. This horse did not get up to the faster speed that the other one did. This is not as much of a tumble. She just kind of falls off. I'll say that the guy had her in his arm, and so like when he got shot, he kind of took the brunt of the fall, because that was a really low roll for this damage. But yeah, you imagine that she has taken some hits. Roy, it's your turn.
Do I roll again for the horse?
Yeah, you roll again.
So that will be 10 plus 12. So I'm getting 22 this time.
Okay.
Where am I in relation to Bonnie?
You're probably 30 feet away from Bonnie right now. Mm.
If I tried to shoot her with my pistol, what sort
you would, of you would take disadvantage it would be negative 2 to accuracy.
I'm going to do it anyways. Yeah, I whip out the pistol in my other hand. So I've got a shotgun in one hand, a pistol in the other, and I fire the pistol at Bonnie as I am riding. It's actually my hit. It's minus 2. That's just a 7. Then.
Yeah, I mean, that hits. So go ahead and add your roll damage. And I think 7 is add 1.
So that'll be 5 damage to Bonnie.
Okay, yeah, she gets hit, and she didn't even realize what was going on. She gets hit in the back. She starts... She turns around, and her eyes are, like, red. And she looks very angry. As she turns around, she also sees that Mary is on the ground, and there's not another Black Hand member near Mary. Jasper and Dale are right up there, and she gets even angrier. And she yells... she doesn't yell. She gets angrier, and what you see is her lift a, like, a bugle, like, horn up to her lips, and she blows in it. And at this point, you've kind of neared the edge of the Cattlewood Forest, and what you hear... Well, the first thing that happens is so Jasper, Dale, Oliver, and Roy all feel a chill on the back of your neck. And then what you see is running on all fours with it seems like some sort of makeshift prosthetic on one of its legs, is a humanoid-looking, gangly-looking, running on all fours with a big deer head with razor-sharp teeth and huge antlers running out of the forest toward you all, is the Wendigo.
We're getting into all-out war right now, huh? We're getting there. We haven't amassed our armies yet, but oh boy, they have. Alrighty.
At least 50 people, probably 8 monsters, if not more. This is great.
Well, y'all weren't supposed to do that good on horseback. They're supposed to get away with Mary.
No! We don't want to allow it. One, two, three. Cool. Hey, everyone. After this, we're officially in the final 10 episodes of Red Bat. Wow.
Holy moly.
So crazy.
Wow. So let's see what our makeup is. It is Luke and Noah with 2 more episodes each, and me and Hunter with 3 more episodes each. So let's see if I haven't spun the wheel yet, but I've had this ongoing theory in my head that we're just going to knock all of Luke's out right now. We're going to have 2 more Lukes.
Listen, Luke, here we go. 7 episode Luke.
7
arc.
Episode long.
We won it.
7 episodes, baby.
So let me shuffle this wheel and find out.
been that.
It's not Luke. Oh. Wow.
Who is it?
It's Hunter.
Nice.
Hunter.
Hunter. You get episode 31, the first of the last. The first
I've
of
been the itching. Last. I've been itching for a good Hunter episode.
Oh yeah.
I haven't been the cowmaster. I felt the itch for so a Hunter episode.
Why don't you cry about it a little more?
I will.
You now have
the most episodes left because this brings Hunter down to you guys with two. So, Thanks for listening to the show, everyone. It's a Monday night, and I'm sleepy. If you liked what happened, or if you didn't like what happened but liked listening to what happened, thanks for listening. Support us on Patreon. Yeah. Follow us on social media. All that. I don't feel like going into it, of course, except to thank Mr. Grant Howell, Mono Him, and Tabor TCU for being our high rollers on the Patreon. Thank you, guys. Your money keeps the show going.
The truest and bestest. We love them.
Yeah, we do.
We do. And yeah, announcements. Nah, not really. We got 10 more episodes, baby. We're hoping to get done with Red Bet during this 2021. We'll see.
I think we can do it.
I think we can.
That's what we need to do. As soon as this wraps, we just need to plan when we're recording our next episode.
In exactly 2 weeks.
Exactly.
No, we can record sooner than that.
No, it's fair. Anyways, that's for us to talk about later. I don't know what I was going to say. I've lost it. We're still doing Rising Storm on Wednesday nights. Me and Noah, twitch.tv/RPGRoulette. Roulette. No, that was roulette.
We love RPG Woo-Wet. It is our favorite thing in the world.
Uh-huh.
Come listen to us. It's a lot of fun. And thanks for listening to this episode.
It's fun. Sometimes the internet stops working and it just ends, but it's still fun.
Become a patron. You can listen to the edited version where it's all one continuous stream.
Sometimes. I don't have anything else to say other than bye, and we'll see you next time on episode 31 of RPG Roulette.
Red Bit.